Sometimes films are famous for one long shot. Orson Welles' Touch of Evil, Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas, Brian De Palma's Snake Eyes. Each of these features extended segments, uninterrupted by edits, feats of filmmaking that require incredible choreography. Well, add another film to that list. Alfonso Cuarón's new film, Children of Men, includes one amazing action sequence, 7 minutes long, shot in real time. In a moment, we'll talk with him about what it took to create that scene. First, a bit of background about Cuarón. He's Mexican, best known for the movie Y Tu Mamá También, and the third installment of the Harry Potter franchise. Children of Men takes place in the year 2027. Humankind has become infertile.
Diego Ricardo, the youngest person on the planet, was 18 years, 4 months, 20 days.
The film begins with the death of the last person born on Earth. Civilization is dying out, unable to reproduce, until unexpectedly a young woman becomes pregnant. And that's where we get to that one long shot. The film's hero, Clive Owen, has to navigate a refugee prison camp in the midst of battle to save that pregnant woman.
That shot happens in this refugee camp based upon a lot of Middle East with a little bit of the Balkans, mm-hmm. mostly Baghdad. And what happens is that the camera follows Clive Owen's character throughout the streets, throughout the battles, into this building that is being shelled, and the camera never cuts. When you're doing these long shots, I can choreograph to the inch every single moment, but once that you're rolling camera, everything falls in the shoulders of your actor because things are going to go wrong. And it's how he reacts with things going wrong that create the moment of truthfulness.
Look around you. It's the uprising. Come on!
So this is almost like sort of a urban choreography because he's running, he's dodging bullets, he's ducking bombs, and you say you choreograph this to the inch.
You choreograph to the inch, but then it's such a long scene and there are so many elements. You have explosions, you have extras, you have stunts, you have tanks. So something is going to go out of sync. You see a very dynamic camera in which the camera is running together with the cameraman, pretty much just trying to find shelter, a place that they can protect themselves from the bullets.
And so you've got a cameraman who is running along with Clive Owen, sometimes running backwards, upstairs. I was going to say, if he is that agile and has that kind of athletic ability, he belongs in the Olympics.
He is absolutely amazing. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how the assistant director and the stunts coordinated the cues. It was one of those situations of if a train is riding at 200 miles per hour in this direction and a motorcycle is going in this other direction at 50 miles per hour is when they are going to collide. At school, I never sorted those out. And it was all these cues were about when do you release the tank so arrives in the perfect moment and then explodes this entrance of this building in just the time that Clive Owen is about to enter the building. We prepped the shot like for 12 days and then we shot for 2 days, but there was only one take that was complete.
What happened in the other takes that didn't quite work? What went
wrong? The first one, there was just we blew it immediately.
What happened?
Yeah, the first one, I think that suddenly the explosion starts to happen before the soldiers even start shooting their guns and stuff. The second time around, actually, we went very far and George fell.
George Richmond, your
photographer. George Richmond. The third time around, everything was a disaster, like people crossing where they were not supposed to cross. And the last time around, that was the last chance I had to do that scene because we were losing the location. And the sun was fading and suddenly blood spilling into the lens. That was completely not designed. Actually, in the moment in which the blood is spilling to the lens, I gel cut, but there was an explosion, so nobody heard me. And I realized that if they had heard me and they have cut, I was not going to be able to shoot the scene. So I just let it go. And at the end of the scene, Clive Owen and Emmanuel Lubezki, cinematographer, they were so excited. And I said, yes, guys, but there was blood in the lens. And the two of them, they turned at me and says, but that was the miracle. And then I realized it was true. It was about embracing those accidents, embracing those things that I could have never designed originally.
Where were you in all of this? Because this is a three-block stretch that Clive Owen has to traverse.
I had this little monitor running around them and in some instances hiding for a little while the camera was going around and then reappearing and chasing them, trying to catch up with them.
So you were chasing a few paces behind?
Yeah, sometimes farther away because there was no place to hide.
Alfonso, if you're trying to make a provocative statement in this film, in essence, what is that statement? What are you trying to say with this film?
More than a provocative statement, for me, is an exploration. It's for each member of the audience to come out with their own conclusions about hope. For me, the film is about hope.
Oh, but it's so uncomfortable. I mean, parts of the film are really hard to watch.
I think that part of reality is really hard to watch. And that was the whole point. At the end, it's an adventure, but an adventure that takes you through this state of things, that a lot of these things are very uncomfortable to watch. And at the end, for you to make your own conclusion that if after you witness what you witness, there's room for hope. And if there's room for hope, what do we do with this hope?
Alfonso Cuarón, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Alfonso Cuarón's film is called Children of Men. And by the way, that shot we've just been talking about, it's almost exactly as long as this segment. Coming up,